Agenda Paper 2 discusses the determination of discount rates using the top-down approach, applying paragraph B81 of IFRS 17. So a first question is whether an entity could use the asset it holds as a reference portfolio of assets. The paper notes that IFRS 17 does not specify a restriction on the reference portfolio of asset and does not define a reference portfolio of asset. So an entity can use the asset it holds as a reference portfolio of asset to determine the discount rates, as long as the discount rates achieve the objectives set out in paragraph 36 of IFRS 17 of reflecting the characteristics of the insurance contract and of being consistent with observable current market prices. A second question is whether an entity could ignore the liquidity characteristic of the group of insurance contract it measures when determining the discount rates. The paper notes that, as an overall principle, paragraph 36 of IFRS 17 requires that discount rates reflect, among other factors, the liquidity characteristic of the insurance contract. However, when using the top-down approach as a simplification, IFRS 17 permits an entity not to adjust the yield curve derived from a reference portfolio of asset for differences in liquidity characteristic of the insurance contract and the reference portfolio. And the third and last question is whether an entity should reflect in the discount rates any changes in the asset it holds when the entity chooses to use those assets as a reference portfolio, and the simplification of not adjusting the yield curve derived from the reference portfolio for differences in liquidity between the insurance contract and the reference portfolio. To achieve the objective in paragraph 36 of IFRS 17, at each reporting date, an entity needs to make adjustments to the yield curve of the reference portfolio to eliminate any effect on discount rates of asset credit risk and, in principle, of differences in liquidity between the insurance contract and the reference portfolio. The credit risk is not a characteristic of the insurance contracts, so changes in asset credit risk should not affect the discount rates. Changes in liquidity should affect discount rates to the extent of changes in the market price for liquidity and or changes in the liquidity characteristic of the insurance contract. However, if an entity uses the simplification of not adjusting the yield curve for differences in liquidity, fluctuation in the liquidity of the reference portfolio are mirrored in the changes in the discount rates. And finally, the paper notes that to meet the disclosure objective in IFRS 17, an entity is required to provide information about the effect of a change in the composition of the asset in the reference portfolio on discount rates used to measure the insurance contract, if material. So I would like to ask the TRG members' view on these papers and on the analysis provided in the paper.
Okay, thanks, Roberta. Leslie?
Thanks. I agree with the staff's position. I was happy for the clarification that the reference portfolio does need to be reflective of the liquidity characteristics of the liability, despite the comment in B81. But, and really, the clarification is that B81 is only telling you don't have to worry about the residual small differences. I think the main concern I have with the application of this is the potential for a significant impact on the liability balance from an unintended consequence from a small change in the composition of the reference portfolio if this simplification is used. And the problem is one of leverage when we have very long duration cash flows, that a very small change in the discount rate can have a relatively significant impact on the dollar amount of the liability. So what's happening here is you assess that the reference portfolio reasonably reflects the liquidity characteristics, and then there's a small change to that to the composition of that reference portfolio, but small enough that it still is reasonably reflective of the liability characteristics, so it's still a valid reference portfolio. But if the liquidity in that reference portfolio has changed, but the liquidity characteristics of the insurance contracts haven't changed, you get a potentially large change in the in the liability balance because you're changing the discount rate for that small change in the reference in the composition of the reference portfolio. So just a caution, we have this is a feature in our current Canadian valuation method that often causes confusion to users, that we can trade assets with no impact on the asset value and yet cause income to come through by a change in the discount rate. So just a warning to people in using the, appreciate the simplification, appreciate the clarification, but it's really a warning to those using it to be cautious. And then the disclosure, I suppose, would help with that, although there's no requirement to disclose the amount.
Well, if something is significant and has a material impact, I'm quite sure that a disclosure would be required.
Darren?
I possibly was going to say something, pick up on something Leslie was saying, but maybe towards the end. Obviously, this isn't expedient. And one of the things I think every insurance company and any company out there should be doing when they choose whether or not to run with an expedient, they need to understand that expedients have repercussions. So it makes it easier to do the measurement, but there are going to be unexpected repercussions of it. And I think you find that in almost any time you've got a simplification or something.
In my view, the standard is very clear, but we do welcome and appreciate the additional clarity from the paper. The staff interpretation in the paper, it's consistent with our understanding of standard. Yeah.
Okay, thanks for that. JP?
Yeah, I fully agree what Leslie said about the top-down approaches, and I am well aware of the issues that the top-down approach has. As Leslie said, if entities changes the composition of asset portfolio, that affects directly the discount rate, which can affect the volume of the liability. That's the issues, and especially in Korea, where the long-term bond is not abundant, unlike the European countries. I believe that those kind of top-down approaches should be used the countries where they have enough long-term bonds to match the duration of insurance liability. But we don't have that kind of long-term bond stuff. So most Korean life insurers decided to use bottom-up approach rather than top-down approach, even though we know that it's really hard for insurers to find appropriate liquidity premium, but we will be doing, to find the appropriate liquidity premium. That's the way what Korean life insurance is doing these days. And also, as Steve said, that through the disclosure requirement, you can just cover the weakness of the top-down approach. I fully agree with that. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Joe?
Just to say we welcome this clarification. I think it's helpful. I think it provides a bit more guidance on, just exactly what was meant there, and we welcome that. I think to Leslie's point, we do recognise that it can cause significant movements in the liability, and we currently have a similar approach that is disclosed, and generally across the UK market, those amounts are disclosed. So I think that's... so I just wanted to say welcome and support it, and I agree that there isn't a perfect answer here, but significant events and disclosure will help that.
Thanks, Cho. Zelly?
Okay, yes, also agree with the staff's views on that, and echo with JP and Leslie. If there's any small changes on the discount rate will have significant impact on the results, and it will change year-on-year impact on the final results of the financial reporting. Because in China, we currently are more using bottom-up as well. We are considering whether it will allow people to do top-down with such a big diversity from company to company. And also, even with the disclosure, because currently we are using bottom-up, we still have lots of volatilities and the changes impact on the final result. Even with the disclosure, sometimes the market and analysts cannot understand why it's happening, because it's such long-term duration of the liability, and small changes with big impact, it will sometimes make confusing to the market. So that's something you need to consider about.
Thanks, Sally. Anybody else?
Yeah. Thanks, Martin. I agree on many points we heard, and I think it's really important to point out that B81 is, in general, an exception, and it's not the first choice for everyone. You should treat it as an exception, and if maybe an appropriate reference portfolio would be more suitable, I think you should apply for this. Thank you.
One small editorial thing, just to make sure I understand. Paragraph 17A, the statements made, for example, if the top-down approach starts with a yield curve based on contractual cash flows of debt instruments, the entity needs to adjust for expected credit losses on those instruments. Assume that should be expected and unexpected.
Yes. Yes. Well, the credit risk.
Yeah, yes. The credit risk in general.
Yes.
Okay. Anybody else? Not the case, because I really think it is a simplification, but as Leslie and others have said, because simplification has some maybe negative consequences, and I think it is really to show, okay, what is kind of economic result, what is a change in, I think disclosure plays an important role here, and I would also expect, if there are material amounts, I would also expect a quantitative disclosure about this kind of impact. And maybe not specific in the standard set, but I think that would be, I would expecting from, if it is really material, has influence in OCI or P&L, whatever you takes the effect of changes in this discount rates. Having said that, I think it's too early to have lunch. Going to the next.
We should know what's going on the summary.
So quickly.
Oh, yeah.
It's easy.
I thought I had already summarized.
I try to speak very slow. So, that's, okay. So I think that we noted that it is necessary to select the appropriate reference portfolio to determine the discount rate and might be the composed by the asset that an entity holds. The liquidity characteristics of the insurance contract should be reflected in the discount rate in principle. Then it is possible to use this simplification envisages in paragraph B81 of the standard, but it's important to note that small changes in discount rate might have a significant impact on the numbers, particularly for long-term contracts, so disclosure are particularly helpful in this situation to enable user of financial statement to understand the impact of the use of this simplification.
Thanks, Roberta. Then we go to the next topic.
Laura.
Change.
Again.
Okay. So next one is presented by Laura.